Germany. Chicago is a wonderful city. But there's one thing not so good about the biggest city. Nobody is to know each other. In our little town of Castle Amare, I'm a walk down the street and a smile, everybody is a smile back. Over here, if I'm a walk in the street and a smile, everybody is a think I'm a crazy. A smaller town like ours, maybe it's not to have an advantage of a big city like a Chicago. But it's so nice. You say hello to everybody, even to a goat. And if it's a lady goat, you take off your hat. Over here, I'm a once to take off of my hat to stand on the street and a smile and a what's to happen. In a half hour, I'm a collect the 45 cents. Travel over here to Mamma Mia. People is always in a big rush. Rush, rush, rush. They even got the 1 hour special for rushing. Is it called the rush hour? This is for the people who's forgot to rush during the daytime so they get the one more chance to catch up at the night. Everywhere signs is telling people to hurry up and save time. Get your hair cut in 15 minutes. Get a car washed in 12 minutes. Eat the busy bee lunch in 10 minutes. And yesterday, I'm going to see cemetery advertisement that to say, make a down payment now, why wait? You know, Mamma Mia, I think it would be wonderful if all of a sudden everybody is here is a stop rushing around for 1 minute. And I say hello to the fellow standing next to him. Well, it's no time now for dreaming, Mamma Mia, because it's a time for me to go to my night school class, so I'm going to finish this letter later.
All right, class, let's have some quiet. Fine. I'll call the roll now. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Harwood?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, you're here. Why don't you stay here?
I just want to break the monotony.
All right, Mr. Schultz. All right, enough of that. Now, class, before we begin our lesson, I think you might be interested in knowing that North Halsted Street, the very street where our school is located, will be 50 years old this week.
Well, what do you know? North Halsted Street? That's where I got to my store. And that's where Pasquale has got his spaghetti palace.
Yes, and Mr. Schultz has his delicatessen store there. Now, class, a little arithmetic. If the street was begun 50 years ago, who can tell me the exact year?
I know. Call on me, I know.
Yeah. Very good. Mr. Schultz, the rest of the class knows the answer. Why don't you?
Because it is my great enjoyment in life to make other people look smarter.
Miss Spaulding, I raised my hand first. Please, let me answer.
There he goes, the quiz kid with wrinkles.
All right, Mr. Olson. Halsted Street was begun 50 years ago. It's 1949 now. What year would that be?
1899.
Marked down for 1900.
Mr. Schultz, please pay attention and learn something. The 1890s were important years in our nation's progress.
You bet you. The automobile was invented in 1893.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Olson. Now, besides the automobile, does anyone know another invention of the 1890s?
Yeah, Milan is 1890, French.
No. Mr. Basco?
Huh?
You seem to be engrossed in something.
Hey, Miss Spaulding, you tell us before that the North Halsted Street is going to be 50 years old this week?
Yes, that's right.
Miss Spaulding, this city is so big. Must be there's not a dozen of people on North Halsted Street who know each other. Imagine. People living right next to each other and they're strangers.
Luigi, that's very true.
What are you getting at, Mr. Basco?
I was thinking. Why we don't have a big block party? And everybody is to come out and eat and a dance and a sing and a get to know each other and be friends.
I jump in, Jiminy, Luigi. That was a wonderful idea.
Luigi, you deserve credit.
Ach, Luigi, my friend, you got a brain that's so smart it should be in a bottle. I love luck parties with a colored light strung across the street, people dancing all night. I remember once our district alderman gave a block party, and you should have seen. Oh, the finest food was passed around like hotcakes, and the champagne flowed like water.
But Schultz, that sounds expensive.
Hotcakes and water are expensive? Now look, Luigi, don't worry about expense. Schmile. For my own delicatessen, I will donate food. And Pasquale, that cheapskate, he's going to donate too.
Oh, and I'll string up the lights and take care of all the decorations.
And by golly, I will go around and get the whole neighborhood.
Well, I think the best way to handle this is to form a committee.
Oh, Miss Spalding, you hit the hammer right on the thumb. Have a block party committee meeting right after class, and everything's going to be arranged.
Schultz, I think you're wonderful.
Oh, stop, Luigi. This is all your idea, and if any credit must be handed out,
yes, sir.
I want you should hand it to me.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
But, Pasquale, something wonderful is happening. I'm so happy I feel like it's singing.
What's happening? You Uncle Pietro's a goat to die and leave you Uncle Pietro?
No. No, Pasquale, it's better than that. I explain. This Tuesday night, Hollister Street is going to have a birthday party and...
Stop! What do you talk? A street? Is it going to have a birthday?
That's right.
Stop! Somebody's a jumper's a tracks and it ain't the super chief.
But Pasquale...
I know. Street, is it going to have a birthday and instead of burning the candles, are they going to burn a lamppost?
Pasquale, the way you're talking, you're making me...
Sure, I can adjust the hair to party now. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Dr. Holster Street. I'm a jump of my tracks, too.
Pasquale, let me explain to you. Miss Spalding was telling us today how our street was started 50 years ago. Oh. So I say, why we not have a block party and a celebrate?
Oh, then is the real thing.
That's what I'm telling you. Olsen is telling all the people. We're going to get the music. Horowitz is going to put up the lights. And a Schultz is ahead of the committee.
Oh, then the smart delicatessen man already he's a takeover, eh? Luigi, if you get such idea, why do you go to everybody else when you should have come to me, the fellow that's to bring you from the old country? After all, I'm the most respectable man here. Don't you know I'm ahead of the block?
That's right, Pasquale. I should have come to you. You're the real block ahead.
Sure. Funny thing, and when I'm saying it, it's come out a different.
Pasquale, I hope you're not mad, because we figure you're going to give a lot of food for the party.
Food for the party?
Uh-huh.
Well, sure, Luigi, sure. Not only am I going to give a food, but I'm going to see it's going to be nice music. People should dance.
Oh, Pasquale, you going to hire an orchestra?
No, an organ.
Oh, organ. Pasquale, what is the organ going to play?
Here comes the bride for my daughter, Rosa.
Huh? Who's she going to marry?
Hello, my son.
Goodbye, Papa.
All right, to you little fool. You know, Mary Rossi, you know what kind of food I'm going to give? Strong heart to dog food. You get a nothing. I'm going to give a food or you know got a party. You're sitting around like a bunch of Republicans.
But Pasquale, the people is already invited and I'm already promised.
Promise. Only promise I'm interested in is when you sing it to Rosa. Oh, promise to me.
Oh, Pasquale.
Luigi, everything is all arranged.
Schultz, we got a no party. Pasquale is a no give a food unless I'm a Mary Rosa.
Ah, Hemmer.
Hello, Schultz. What's brought you here?
A stork. And what brought you here, a boyfriend?
the delicatessen man? Why are you flying off at the handlebars?
Because always you are taking advantage of my friend, the stupid little dummkopf.
Hey, the sure, see you making me blush.
Luigi, you stay out of here.
Yeah, shut up.
Don't concern you.
Shut up.
Don't you dare tell him to shut up. If anybody should tell him to shut up, I'm his friend. I'm going to tell him to shut up.
Luigi, who you want to should tell you to shut up?
If I'm going to want to start a fight, I'm going to shut up in myself.
Luigi, why are you wasting your time with a stupid blocker party? Give my Rosa a ring and get her married, have a 10 or 15 of bambinas and raise you on the block.
Listen, Pasquale, you stop playing ring around the Rosa. Are you giving it food for the party or not?
Absolutely not. Mr. Delicatessen man, I'm leaving that pleasure to you. You can give all of the food you want.
Oh, a schmarkop, huh? Well, if that's the case, I'm giving nothing, not even one stitch of salami.
Oh, sure, sir, what are you saying? Just because Pasquale is acting like that, you got to act the same way?
That's right. If he's going to act like a chuck-ass, I'm going to prove to him I'm twice the chuck-ass he'll ever be. There's no use to talk anymore.
Oh, no, sure, sir, please, don't go.
I was going to give 500 Wiener Schnitzels, but after seeing the way Pasquale acts, I wouldn't even give one schnitzel. Why?
He's as wise to the jackass I am, eh? Got to get up early in the morning to do that. Hey, Luigi. Come on, and we go down to Dave's radio shop and we watch the television in the window. They got a picture to cheer you up. Hop along to Cassidy. Hey, Luigi. You want a life for savor? Is your favorite flavor orange? Listen, Luigi, forget this block party idea about people talking to each other and being friends. You see anybody worrying about you? In America, you worry about yourself. But just to make it a buck, keep your nose in your own plate. Hey, Luigi. Ah. Here, Luigi. Use my handkerchief. Just the way you are!
Just a moment, but first, a delightful, fancy-free screwball comedy as refreshing as the first warm winds of May is tomorrow night's choice on CBS Lux Radio Theater. John Lund and Wanda Hendrix will come to the CBS microphones to reenact their original motion picture roles in the hilarious Miss Tatlock's Millions, the tale of a young man who finds out for himself that love is more valuable than money. Be sure to be around tomorrow night when John Lund and Wanda Hendrix star on most of the same stations in Miss Tatlock's Millions as Lux presents Hollywood. And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's Adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, I was up all the night to worrying because the Schultz and the Pasquale is no give a food for the block party. I'm not have the heart to disappoint all of the people who's going to come to the party, so first I think maybe I should use all of my money to buy the food. But is it not going to be enough? 3 hamburgers. More than anything, I'm like a Schultz and the Pasquale should be friends again. And this party should be a success. If only I'ma have money to buy food. Mama me, I'ma got so much money troubles and nobody to tell them to. Then I'ma think. The bank. Sure. They got one girl there. Just to listen to you. Because over her is a sign that's to say, tell her. So I'm going to go right now to the bank and tell her.
Mr. Basco, I am Mr. Hudson, manager of this bank. The teller informs me you're interested in obtaining a loan. Is that right?
That's right. You see, I'm got a bigger problem.
Well, how much do you want?
How much you got?
Mr. Basco, our bank has assets of over $3 million.
I'm gonna want that much.
But just how much were you thinking of borrowing?
Well, let me see. We should have at least 200-300 pounds of a bologna and a salami and...
What?
300 pounds of spaghetti. Not to count on the meatballs. Also 50 pies, a huckleberry, pumpkin, and a lemon. No, lemon is no good.
Yes, yes, Mr. Basco.
Also, I think 200 pickles will be enough. Mr. Hudson, how many slices do you get from a pickle?
Well, I don't know. I think my wife gets 4.
Oh, she slices are big. I'm going to get 8 slices. Yeah, 200 pickles is more than enough. Now, how much do you think is it going to cost for bread to feed so many people?
Well, what kind of bread are you getting? White rye or pumpernickel?
Any kind you got.
Well, we've got them all.
Well, all right. Yeah, sure, I'll take them all.
Well, that should cost... Mr. Basco, what's this loan for?
It's for a party.
You're borrowing money to make a party?
This party is not for me. It's a block party. Hollister Street is going to be 50 years old Tuesday. Schultz and Pasquale. You know them?
Well, yes, they're depositors here.
Well, they was going to bring a food for the party. But they changed their mind. I'm no one to disappoint the people. So I'm going to pay. Please, Mr. Hudson.
Well, Mr. Basco, this is very irregular. Even if I wanted to grant you this loan, what collateral do you have?
Huh?
Security. What security can you give us to insure the loan?
Well, I'm just want to make the people happy. They should all get to know each other.
Making people happy? What kind of security is that?
That's the biggest security I know.
Mr. Basco, our bank has been on Halstead Street for many years and...
And what, Mr. Hudson?
Well, by gosh, I think your block party is an excellent idea. I'll see to it that it goes on.
Oh, Mr. Hudson, you going to give me the money?
You go ahead with your party plans. All the food will be there.
Oh, mamma mia. And don't worry, Mr. Hudson. I'm going to pay you back every penny. Please, are you coming to the party, too?
Well, I have an engagement Tuesday night, but I'll try to make it.
Mr. Hudson, you're a fine man. And you make a wonderful automobile. Someday I buy one. Oh, what a black party is it going to be.
America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean with...
Wonderful dancer.
Luigi, you're a wonderful dancer. Isn't he, Esther?
Yes, Luigi. How is it you should dance so good our Jewish dance?
Well, I'm a think deep down underneath the feet, all the dances are the same. Hey, Horowitz, I'm going to see you dance. I never see you dance before the Irish reel. You dance better than O'Reilly.
The Irish reel? To me, that's the Russian Kazatsky with a brogue.
Everybody.
Hello,
Mrs. Spalding.
What a wonderful party. Mr. Basco, the food's delicious.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Schultz and Mr. Pasquale really fixed things up nicely, didn't they?
Well, yes, they fixed the things.
Miss Spalding, I would like to ask you a question, please.
What is it, Mrs. Horowitz?
Well, my husband, he's a good boy in school. He behaves himself.
Well...
Believe me, Esther, it's a pleasure to stay after school with Miss Spalding.
Why?
Mr. Schultz. Do you see Mrs. Spalding? Oh, there she is.
I did see Mr. Pasquale. He's been standing there behind that lamppost. I can't understand it.
Excuse me, I'm going over and talk to him. Hey, Pasquale, why are you just standing there watching the people?
I'm got a right to watch. You walk along the stores, you go in the shopping. I'm just a standing here watching the people. I'm a people of shopping.
Luigi, you asked me to look for someone. Look here what I found.
Orson, stop dragging me by the ear. I am not a cooker Spaniard.
Schultz, and a Pasquale. Why you two no shake hands and be friends?
Oh, Schultz is here. I thought the wind was shifting from the stockyard.
Nobody can say old radio jokes.
I may come up from my own head.
What head? The only thing you got between your ears is a meatball.
Wait a minute, Mr. Delicatessen.
No, please, please, Schultz, Pasquale. It's a blocker party. Have a fun and a joy. Hey, Olson, call Ralph of the Angelus. So tell him to sing, and we all start the bigger dance.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Ralph!
Yes. Ralph, you start your song now. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your hands with whoever is standing next to you. And we're going to dance around the block. Come on, hurry up. Push that squeezer box. Schultz and Pasquale. You stand next to each other. Hold the hands.
No, never. No, not with the hands.
All right, then you both to hold my hands. Schultz, hold up Pasquale's hand.
Nothing doing.
I'm going to hold the hand.
Oh, come on, hold the hand. Pasquale, come on. Come on, it's touch. I'm going to pull you together.
No.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, well.
They're touching. Look at that, hold the hand. Schultz, how you like the dance?
Oh, it was wonderful, Luigi. I found a friend. Hi, Pasquale.
That's right. It was just the two grown-ups acting like babies, eh?
Yeah, but we're not acting like babies no more. Pasquale, I apologize for starting the fight with you.
It's not your fault, Schultz. I was the one who's a star.
What are you talking about? I was the one who...
Pasquale, you're starting to fight again.
You're right, Luigi. You're right. I'm feeling so good tonight.
That's the final, Pasquale.
In fact, I'm feeling so good, I'm not even going to ask you to marry Rosa.
Thank you, Pasquale.
I'm going to let Rosa ask you herself. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, Rosa. Come here. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Rosa, Luigi's feeling good tonight, and now is the time of the pop of the question. Go ahead, Rosa, say it.
Luigi, you want to buy me some popcorn?
Oh, well, everybody get ready. We're going to dance again.
Oh, Mr. Pepco.
Mr. Hudson, you just to come here?
Well, I got here in time to join that last dance. I enjoyed it very much, too. But I have to leave now, and... before I go, I thought I'd give you these bills for the food.
Oh, bills. Please, Mr. Hudson, I'll take this up with you to the bank tomorrow.
I'd rather settle them now. Here they are.
All right. Bill for $50 from... and $50. Mr. Hudson, you bought all the food from a Schultz and a Pasquale.
No, wait a minute. I'm a little for shimmers here.
Mr. Hudson, you mean to say the food I sold you is being served here?
Why, yes.
Ach, Himmel. And I've been telling everybody how terrible it was.
But I merely bought the food for Mr. Basco. Rather than let this block party fall through, he undertook to pay for everything himself.
Don't worry, Schultz. I'm going to pay you back. Every penny profit I'm going to make from my business is going to go to you until you get to your $50.
That long, I ain't going to live. Oh, you little dumbcup, Luigi. You don't owe me nothing. I'm happy to give you the food. And him, oh, it was delicious.
Oh, sure, so that's...
And you, Mr. Pasquale, when do you want your bill paid?
When an Alta Halstead Street is 150 years old. Luigi, I think you're right. You keep your nose in your own plate, what do you get is a nose full of gravy.
Oh, Pasquale.
You think I'm going to take money from you, you little pumpkin head? Well, come on, Luigi, let's start the dance again, eh? Luigi, don't just stand there like that. Hey, Luigi. Oh, hey, Luigi, use my handkerchief. That's the second handkerchief in the room for me.
And so, Mamma Mia, today was the happiest day of my life. You should see all of these people who's living on the same street for so long, and is it the first time they stop to say hello to each other. It's to give everybody good the feeling. One man, he's an encyclopedia salesman. He's to get to like me so much, he's to give me the first book of free. Now, all I'm going to do is buy the other 19. Mamma Mia, I can just see how you would give your biggest smile to see all those different people dancing together. People who first come from Ireland, Poland, Russia, France, Germany, Italy, all mixed together. Was like international mixer master. And when Schultz and Pasquale hold hands and become friends, everybody was so happy. Mamma mia. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the nations, they have a big parties and they hold their hands all around the world? Instead of making a bigger blockbusters, they think how to make a bigger block party. Well, a good night, Mamma Mia. Tonight I'm asleep good. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, a little immigrant.
Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, and Barry Schiff as Miss Spalding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Now stay tuned for another session with It Pays to Be Ignorant, which follows immediately over most of these same CBS stations. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week to the Columbia Broadcasting System.